Welcome along to the Football Hour Extra Time with me, Alex Mearns. Sadly, this term, my partner in football crime, Dominie Betts, has decided to transfer himself to a Hong Kong university. So the Football Hour will just be me. I'm hoping to make a signing in the January transfer window with my flatmate Ryan Elliott, a big, big Sunderland fan, and hopefully he'll be my co-presenter. But for the moment, it's just me, Alex Mearns. But I was always the driving force behind it. Dom was a bit poor, wasn't he? I'm sure the Fulham away days will be much quieter without Dom on it. They've probably got about 3 fans now instead of 4. But I am going to be here discussing the signing from West Ham. They have taken my bae, Sam Byram. The transfer has been floating around for a while. Last summer, we all knew he was about to enter his last 12 months of his contract. And our president decided to sit down with his with his agents, with his representatives, and hopefully Sam Byram on a long-term contract, keeping him at Leeds for, well, the foreseeable future, the next 4 or 5 years. He's a player we should grow the team around. He's 22 years old. He's played 150 games for Leeds United in 4 seasons. It's quite ridiculous, really. I was there at his debut, Wolves at home. We won 1-0, Luciano Becchio scored, and I'd never heard of Sam Byram before. I knew he'd played a few pre-season games, but it was the first time watching him live, and there was so much optimism around the stadium. We won 1-0 against a team who would be a rival for the playoffs, I guess, back then, 4 years ago, Wolves. And we put in a great performance, but one person stood out, and it was this young 18-year-old lad, Sam Byram, wearing number 25. And I could not believe how good he was, how creative he was from a defensive position in right back. And that was under the manager, Neil Warnock. And that season, it was horrible. And honestly, as a Leeds fan, watching Neil Warnock's football was just disgusting. But the shining light in that season was Sam Byram. He won Fans Player of the Year. He won Players Player of the Year. But on the last game of the season, when he was awarded the Player of the Year on the pitch, he got injured in the warm-up and did his hip in. And we thought, well, is that the worst thing? He's played a lot of football. Maybe during the summer he can recuperate and get over this injury. But the next season came round, and Sam Byram didn't play for like 2-3 months, and then he came back and then he did it again. And for the first 6 months under Brian McDermott, all the press were asking him about Sam Byram. And McDermott was like, I watched a bit of Leeds last year, but I didn't get to see him. I know what Leeds fans are saying, what a top player, but I haven't seen it myself. And that's kind of where his progression as a footballer seemed to stop. And he came back 2 years ago and he just wasn't really the same player. And for a year that was kind of the case, but obviously I was still his biggest fan and I knew what heights he could reach. And then this summer the contracts talks opened again, because Sam was our highest earning player, deservedly, after his first season. And Chelina wants to cut corners. He wanted to cut Sam Byram's contract down from, I think, about £12,000 a week to something lower. I imagine, 7 or 8. And a 22-year-old lad who's been paid £12,000, who has had Premier League interest since the moment he stepped onto a football pitch, quite rightly said, no, I will not take a pay cut. I love this football club. I've come through the academy, but I will not take a pay cut. Why do I deserve that? And I think he's thoroughly right. Why should a 22-year-old lad take a wage cut when Premier League teams will be offering him 2-3 times what he's on at Leeds? And it's been a sad 6 months where Clearly, Chelino has effect on the starting 11 because Sam Byron wasn't being picked. He was left on the bench. He was made to play in the under-21s. He was basically left to rot until a Premier League club came in January and signed him. Until the start of December, where we were getting loads and loads of injuries. And Sam Byron came back. And funnily enough, what a great player he was. And it was like this feeling around the club where the manager and the chairman, it was like, oh right, oh yeah, he is really good at football. As all the Leeds fans have been saying for 6 months, that's why we should be offering him a long-term contract. But it was too far too late, if you know what I mean. It was the bridges were so burnt, it just could never be fixed. And sadly, it's reached the point where there's been a battle between many Premier League clubs who want to sign this player who's only got 6 months' contract left, and they know they can get him an absolute penny of the price which he should be going for. The lad's 21 years old, and he should be going for 10, 15 million pounds, but we're selling him for 3.7. I think it's a really sad end to what could have been such a bright, bright career at Leeds United with Sam Byron. And it just shows what dark times such a bright club is in at the moment, where we have, until last week, we have four young players playing in the first team in our academy who are absolutely going to shine in the next 10 years. But as Leeds fans, we don't know whether they're going to shine for us. And it's a very, very sad situation. Sam Byron's been sold. Lewis Cook will probably be the next one. Bournemouth, a club like Bournemouth, who can only get 12,000 fans in their stadium, are on the verge of bidding £10 million for Lewis Cook. How is a club the size of Bournemouth going to pinch players of Leeds United's stature? We're a massive club, but we're just being run into the ground where poor teams like Bournemouth can come take our best players. It's disgusting. But all I'll say is I wish them all the best in the future. I don't think it's their fault. I know Sam Byron wanted to play for Leeds United, but he saw no future. He saw no future. He was driven out of the club by an owner who is an egomaniac who wants everything under his control, and that's why he sacks a manager every six games. It's a real, real sad state that the famous club Leeds United have to sell their best players, and that's it. I wish Sam Byron all the best at West Ham. I think he will shine. I think he'll be absolutely brilliant. I wish him all the best. And I'd just like to thank him for the 4 years. Watching him play football has been an honour. So that's been the Football Hour Extra Time with me, Alex Mearns.